Hey friends, and welcome to the very first episode of the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and I couldn't be more excited to kick things off with you. If you've been looking for a space where plant-based living, community building, and global exploration comes together, you found it. This podcast is your passport to the people, places, and stories shaping the future of veganism. Whether you're brand new to the movement or a longtime advocate, Vegans Explore is here to support you on your journey. We're not just about food, we're about impact. We're talking healing, culture, entrepreneurship, and building a more compassionate world, one place, one city, and one story at a time. In each episode, you'll hear from trailblazing brands, grassroots organizers, everyday heroes, and the voices behind the vegan movement worldwide. We'll also give you ways to get involved because this isn't just a podcast. It's a platform for action. And here's the beautiful part. The community is growing fast. From local meetups and food tours to global events and our passport program, we're on a mission to reach 1,000 cities by 2030, and we want to see you with us. So thank you for tuning in, for supporting, and for believing in this vision. Let's build this together. Here's what's coming up on today's episode of the Vegans Explore podcast. First, we're diving into the healing powers of sea moss and the legacy of Dr. Sebi, who helped bring the ancient superfood into spotlight. Then we'll hear from Dr. Angela Crawford, a vegan psychologist whose new book, The Vegan Transformation, explores the emotional and spiritual impact of going vegan. After that, I'm chatting with Jason Cartalian, host of the Vegans Hack Pod, about the reality of building a bold, honest vegan podcast in today's world. We'll also talk about our upcoming global tour, launching this July. We're traveling around the world to showcase vegan communities, and we want to hear from you. Plus, we'll announce this week's Volt giveaway winner, so stay tuned until the end to see if your name is called. Let's get into it. Today, we're diving into one of the most powerful and historic plants in the wellness world, sea moss. Also known as Irish moss or Chondrus crispus, sea moss has exploded in popularity over the last few years. But for many, especially in the Caribbean and African communities, sea moss isn't a trend. It's an ancestral medicine. Let's break down why it matters, from its benefits to how it's prepared, and the impact of Dr. Sebi's legacy. Sea moss contains 92 of the 102 minerals our body needs. We're talking iodine for thyroid health, zinc for immune support, iron for circulation and energy, magnesium and calcium for bones and muscles, potassium to help balance mood and the nervous system. And because of its natural gel texture, it's also rich in soluble fiber, great for digestion and gut health. It's been used for boosting immunity, improving skin clarity, soothing the respiratory system, supporting detox and metabolism, and yes, even enhances libido. Not bad for something pulled from the ocean, right? Now let's talk legacy. Dr. Sebi, a Honduran herbalist and healer, played a major role in bringing sea moss to global attention. His teaching centered on an alkaline plant-based diet, one built on natural, non-GMO foods designed to restore the body. Sea moss was central to that vision. And while some of his views remain controversial in the medical circles, his influence on Afro-diasporic healing, veganism, and holistic health is undeniable. Celebrities like Lisa Left Eye Lopez and Nipsey Hussle helped amplify his voice and helped make sea moss a household name. So where does sea moss grow? Traditionally, it comes from the rocky coast of Ireland, hence the name Irish moss. But today, most of it's harvested from the Caribbean, especially Jamaica, St. Lucia, Grenada, and Trinidad and Tobago. These regions are known for their clean waters and sustainable harvesting practices. But here's something to look out for. Wildcrafted versus pull-grown. Wildcrafted grows naturally in the ocean. Pull-grown is cultivated artificially. For the best quality and nutrient content, go wildcrafted when you can. So how do you actually use it? It's pretty simple. Rinse it well to remove sand and debris. Soak it in spring water for 12 to 24 hours. Blend with water until smooth. And store in a sealed jar, which will last about 2 to 3 weeks. You can add it to smoothies and juices, stir it into tea or coffee, use it as a thickener for soups and sauces, even apply it to skin or hair care routines. Some people mix it with herbs like bladderwrack or burdock root for added mineral content. Sea moss isn't just a health hack. It's a link to ancestral wisdom. It reflects a deeper shift in how we approach wellness. Less synthetic, more natural, less trendy, and more timeless. And for many in the Caribbean and African diasporas, it's a way for reconnecting with traditional healing. Whether you're new to sea moss or returning to it, whether you're here for the nutrients or the legacy, one thing is clear. The ocean-grown powerhouse is here to stay. Thanks to pioneers like Dr. Sebi and the global rise of plant-based living, sea moss is finally getting the respect it deserves. If this helps you, like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. And visit vegansexplore.com for all you need to know to move forward on your vegan journey. Looking for the best 100% vegan restaurants in South Florida and Central Florida? The Vegans Explore directory is your local guide to the most trusted, fully plant-based spots in the region. From Orlando to Miami, Fort Lauderdale to Tampa, we're curating the places that truly live the lifestyle. No eggs, no dairy, just real committed vegan food. We're keeping it focused so you can count on every listing to align with your values. More categories and cities are on the way, but right now, we're showing love to the communities we know best. Discover your favorite spot at vegansexplore.com/directory. Next, we're highlighting a powerful new voice in the movement, Dr. Angela Crawford, a vegan psychologist whose first book, The Vegan Transformation, launched this past Earth Day. This isn't just another book about food. It's a deep dive into the emotional, mental, and spiritual journey that often unfolds after going vegan. Angela surveyed 345 people and interviewed 75 in depth from around the world. She found that choosing a vegan lifestyle often leads to greater compassion, alignment with values, and a decent sense of purpose and connection. Check out this clip from our interview. Take us into the vegan transformation. What prompted you to come up with the concept, and what's like the overarching concept behind it?
Sure. Yeah. You know, a few years ago, about 5 years ago, I went through training to become a transformational coach. It was a program that just built on top of what I was already doing as a therapist by taking me into deeper inner work of listening to my inner voice, my intuition, trusting myself more, just a lot of different inner growth. And so this concept of transformation became very much on my mind since being in that training, because I could see all the ways I was transforming, and that in order to see the world I hope to see, it is it's a process of transformation, both internally and, you know, globally, socially. So that's where the word transformation came in. And when I became vegan, I knew like that was a key link. It just linked to so many things that I care about. The simple change in what we eat could have an impact on so many things. And so seeing both the change, the impact that being vegan can have beyond me, as well as the impact it was having internally, I was curious if other vegans had that same experience. Seemed that those I met were, many of them did report that, because I started to be connected with different vegans across the world through networking groups and just different ways of meeting people. And so I ended up starting research it was about 4 years ago that I started it. I had a survey online that I invited people who were vegan to fill out, and then about 350 vegans completed the survey, and then I followed up with about 75 in-depth interviews. And the questions I was asking were, you know, people were on a different range on their vegan journey. Some were a year or less, and then there were some that were like 40 years vegan. So it was a big, a lot of different experiences people had. But I was asking them, how has being vegan affected your life emotionally? What are the changes you've had emotionally and spiritually and socially? And I looked at both the positives, the things that have been really positive for them, and I also looked at the challenges they were having and how they were coping with those. And so that's really the basis for what I looked at in the book. And there turned out to be seven core transformations that were the most common that I share in the book. And then there's also a section for more of the coping piece of it, like how do we handle the parts that are challenging sometimes.
You can explore her work and access her media kit at angelacrawfordphd.com. This is a must read for anyone curious about the personal growth that comes from living with intention. Next up, let's talk about content creation in the vegan space and how real it gets behind the scenes. I caught up with Jason Cartelian, the creator and host of the Vegans Hack Pod. His show is sharp, unfiltered, and deeply rooted in curiosity and culture. It's not just about food, it's about truth-telling and storytelling in a way that cuts through the noise. Welcome to the special feature with Jason Cartelian, host of the Vegan Hacks Pod. Jason's journey into veganism started decades ago, but it wasn't a straightforward path.
I felt like it was important for me to develop as a creator. And also, I move towards discomfort. I don't want to ever be comfortable. I want to always push myself to do things that make me uncomfortable. Because I feel like I learn about myself, I learn about doing things, I become more alive when I'm pushing that. And also too, I mean, I actually, my growth on Insta, I know you saw me on Insta, my growth on Insta has kind of been just last year. You know, it hasn't been, my major growth was always on TikTok. So I was on this kind of youthful dance platform, especially when I was starting out. It was a lot of people dancing, a lot of young people, stuff like that. And so I was like the old guy, you know. So I felt there was a reluctance for me to show my face. So I'm like, I think it's important that I do that so people know who I am. And I feel like I can be whatever. Role model to older people that, you know, might want to switch to veganism, or a fatherly figure that can, you know, teach the young kids, you know, and a lot of young people do follow me, you know, but it's just kind of that situation where I just feel that it was important for me to step in, show my face, show who I am, and bring my identity to it. And I do feel like sometimes I will do like a story time where I'll talk about a story from my past or something like that, and not necessarily let food be my singular identifying element.
Jason's transition took nearly 30 years, driven by health, environmental concerns, and eventually ethical reasons. But his real transformation came when he started Vegan Hacks.
Every creator should understand that giving value to the person watching, feeling that you're giving something that they will feel that will improve their life, improve the way they eat, you know, get something delicious, save money, learn about something, learn a perspective, learn about a also too. This is another thing that I feel like I definitely would love to get on some vegan creators is understanding that we are standing on the shoulders of tradition, and there are so many traditional dishes that we owe so much to, and it's really important that we talk about the reason we enjoy just egg is because of Indian tradition and Korean tradition. These traditional foods are inspired by these whatever modern food tech, and so it's important that we are culturally sensitive and identify and instead of we're not necessarily take it like, oh, look at this, you know. So like when a creator says, I created this incredible recipe, I'm like, I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe you have an interesting element or an interesting approach, and I'm glad that you're making it popular, but I mean, it's, you know, it's Moong Dal, or it's it's something, it's a cultural dish that's been tweaked, you know, to Western flavors. Yeah. And so I think that's important to not appropriate, but appreciate.
What started as a simple podcast evolved into a global platform, reaching thousands with practical tips and engaging content.
Well, more and more I'm less focused in on views and more focused in on impact. And I, my concept is like, if one person learns the recipe and gets excited, or one person, you know, learns that tip and you know, it changes the way they do things or change the way they look at things, then I've done my job. You know, it's not, I mean, I feel like, you know, I honestly, you know, we're talking about how, you know, whatever, vegan outreach, or, you know, I don't know, you know, a lot of people doing outrageous things to make a statement or a point. I feel like the best vegan outreach is face to face and to talk to people and show an example and tell people, you know, I mean, if you have a friend that's suffering or has it, or is on, you know, maybe, you know, close to being diabetic or having, you know, health issues, and, you know, you can tell them like, well, if you alter your diet, you know, this might help you. Why don't you try it? You know, try it for a month, you know, and when that changes, and then they see that their health is better, and the doctor says, what happened? You know, it's reflective of your diet. And then we can also show, like people like me can show them not only that, you know, it's better for your health, but also it's exciting and fun, and there's so many great recipes, and there's so many delicious, so many delicious things that we can discover.
For Jason, impact isn't about views. It's about inspiring even one person to make a positive change.
Be true to yourself and do the best you can every day.
To follow his work, head over to Vegans Hack Pod on Instagram or visit veganshackpod.com. If you like this show, you'll definitely vibe with his. Want early access to interviews like these? Want to support our global events, giveaways, and outreach? Join the Vegans Explore Passport program. For just $45 per quarter or $111 per year, you get exclusive access to our vault, VIP previews to our podcast and video series, automatic entries into our giveaways, and more perks to be announced. More importantly, your membership directly fuels our mission. Visit veganexplore.com/passport and become a member today. Attention all vegans, we're coming to your city. Big news, starting in July, we're hitting the road for the Vegans Explore Global Tour. We'll be traveling around the world, spotlighting vegan communities, showcasing businesses and nonprofits, and featuring the people who are making a difference. We're hosting events, attending festivals, and sharing content from each stop, and most importantly, giving back to local organizations along the way. But here's the thing, we want to connect with you. Tell us about your city, what makes it special, what's happening in the vocal vegan scene that the world needs to see. Visit veganexplore.com/tour and let us know where we should come next. And if you want to support the mission, becoming a Passport member is one of the best ways to bring this vision to life. And now we get to announce a vote winner. So if your name is called, you have until the next episode, which is a week, to claim your key to our vault, where we're adding a lot of really cool prizes, over $1,000 worth of prizes for you guys to claim. And the way that you guys enter is by becoming a Vegans Explore Passport member, which will automatically get you into the drawing, as well as if you see us at an event, participate in any of our raffles, you will get an entry into this drawing as well. And we also do our monthly live events where we pull several winners. And the winner for this episode is Nicole Babereri. Probably butchered that last name, but Nicole B, you are the lucky winner, and you entered one of our raffles at a recent event. So make sure you check it out, watch episodes, listen to these episodes, because we will be announcing winners each episode as well as our lives. Congratulations, Nicole. That's it for episode 1 of the Vegans Explore podcast. We're just getting started, and I hope you'll stick around with us for this journey. We're going to be doing this in 12 episode seasons, so we can take a little bit of a break and then come back refreshed with new guests and new content. So this is episode 1, so look forward to another 11 weeks of exciting episodes. And share. Definitely share these episodes. We want more and more people to find about all these resources, especially as we start traveling around the world, hearing your stories, bringing you onto episodes. We want to make sure that the world gets to enjoy that. So thank you so much for your support. Make sure you follow us at Instagram on Vegans Explore, same as TikTok, all your socials. We are Vegans Explore. Check out our directory, become a Passport member, and most importantly, stay connected. Until next time, keep showing up, keep speaking out, and keep exploring.